Hello.
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 Hello, my name is Matthew West, and I'm the host of this podcast. It's called the Matthew West Podcast. I really hope you like it.
Hello.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Matthew West Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew West, and as always, I really hope you like it. Thank you for joining me today, wherever you are listening from, whatever you're doing. Thank you for making me part of your day. I hope you're having a great day. If you're having a terrible day, then thanks for listening, because I'm going to try my best to cheer you up. Although, the first thing on my mind as I started speaking was something that's not cheering me up. It's something that made me sad. It's something bittersweet. It was a graduation party that took place just the other day at the West House. It's becoming real, my friends. My oldest daughter, Lulu, is just weeks away from graduating high school, and her mom and I are working through all the feelings, all the emotions. And I think some of you have already seen on Instagram or TikTok or whatever you follow me on that I've worked out those emotions in a song called 18 Summers that's coming your way April 26th. But man, I'm feeling all the feelings. We had a great time celebrating her here at the house. Man, we had so many people here. It was a celebration. DJ and everything. I did not get on the dance floor because I didn't want to embarrass anybody by how good of a dancer I am. Just kidding. I'm a terrible dancer. But regardless, I spared everybody from having to see me and the dancing skills. Matter of fact, I spent half the party dealing with parking. And it reminded me, you ever see that movie, Father of the Bride? I sat in this parking lot dealing with a shuttle and getting people back and forth because it was just tons of people and we didn't have parking for it. Anyways, I realized the whole party's going on, and for over an hour, I wasn't even at the party that I was paying for. I was in a parking lot and I just sat there by myself. I just thought, well, I hope it's a nice party that I'm paying for. I hope people are enjoying it. Does anybody realize? Do they even notice that I'm gone? I had a little pity party in that parking a parking lot pity party. Say that five times real fast. But eventually I made it back to the party and had a great time celebrating Lulu. It wasn't about me. It was about Lulu. And as long as she had a good time, that's all that matters. So pretty special time at the West House these days, celebrating our firstborn, an incredible kid. He's not a kid anymore. Can't wait for you to hear this song, 18 Summers. Each verse of the song, it basically counts up from 18 or down from 18, I guess. And it's every year, one this, two this, three this. And I don't want to give it all away, but each year is like a little color of what that year represented from what I could remember, you know. I'll give you a hint. One, we didn't sleep at all. Two was footsteps down the hall. Three, you're jumping to me in the pool. Four was princess dressing up. Five was tea and plastic cups. Six, you got your backpack off to school. I can't believe how fast it flies. They always say don't blink. Well, now I know why. Oh, man. Now I'm going to start crying in the first 3 minutes of the podcast. Anyways, song's coming out soon. Can't wait for you to hear the whole thing. I've shared it with some friends who are in a similar situation as me, and they're sending me pictures back of their spouses crying. I let my friend Carmen at the Joy FM, Dave and Bill and Carmen, they host the morning cruise on the Joy FM radio network, and they heard the song, and they said, you mind if we sneak a listen to our listeners? And so they were the first ones to play it for all their listeners. The song's not even out yet, and they called me and said their phone lines lit up, so it's pretty sweet. Can't wait to share that song with you. And, you know, just like whenever I'm sharing a song with you guys, just like this podcast, hopefully I'm sharing a piece of my life. I'm sharing what's going on in my story right now, you know. So thanks for letting me share my life with you. you know, not just my songs, but my life too. Let's see what else is going on. I am picking songs for my new record. We're making plans to go into the studio this spring. I've been writing Stealth underneath the cover of, I almost said underneath the cover of Daylight. I don't even know what that means. But basically just been sneaking away and writing some songs here and there. I'm writing every day, but not always for my record, you know. So I kind of looked up and I was like, holy cow, I think I have the songs for my next record. And I can't wait to get in the studio. That's going to be fun. So we're making plans for that right now. I'm going to be shooting something special, filming a little music video tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. And except I might have to wear makeup. I don't like wearing makeup. I'm going to see if I can do this whole video shoot for 18 summers without wearing makeup. Plus the song makes me cry anyways. You know what I mean? I don't want to wear makeup and cry. That's the worst. I'm going to look like Tammy Faye Baker. Remember her? Probably just aged myself there by that reference, but I've been traveling a little bit. Some of you might know that I have a management company as well. So in addition to my own music, I get to help other artists in their pursuits, championing what they do, which is fun. My good friend Ann Wilson. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Well, let me tell you, her brand new record, her sophomore release, her second album is coming out. 419. So we get the opportunity. I get the honor of working with her, not just writing songs, but working with her in management. And so I've been traveling a little bit as she's getting some neat opportunities to tell the world about Jesus through her songs. Heading to New York City for her to perform on the Today Show. How cool is that? So as you know, I just got back from New York singing on Easter Sunday myself at Fox. So it's going to be fun to head back to New York and see that great opportunity that she's going to get. So shout out to Ann Wilson and shameless plug for you, for her, telling you, go check out her brand new album, Rebel. It's going to be available 419. It's 16 songs. 16 songs. And it's fire. And I was thankful to be a part of it. Wrote a bunch of the songs with her. And you're going to be blown away. I'm going to see if I can get her on the show too. We'll have her as a guest returning to the podcast and get to hear what's going on in her world. A whole lot going on. So very excited for her. That's been keeping me busy as well. I've also been putting the finishing touches on a brand new book. You're thinking, wait a minute, Matthew, a brand new book. You just released My Story, Your Glory, a 30-day devotional in March. We're still reading that. How could you be working on a new book? Well, because I got a new idea. I ain't stopping just because you're just starting reading. But I'll tell you more about that later. In the meantime, have you checked out My Story, Your Glory? Be sure to check it out if you haven't. You can get it wherever you buy your books, but you can get it at MatthewWest.com and get a signed copy. We're doing a special deal for if you want to buy something for the graduates in your life. We're going to do a special kind of tiered thing. If you're buying multiple copies for each amount you buy, you'll get that percentage off, basically. Not all the way up to 100%, like if you were buying 100, but like 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, I think is how it goes. So if you buy 5 or more, you get 5%. 10 or more, you get 10% off. That, so on and so forth. And there's going to be a little note to the graduate in your life from me inside the book, and I'll sign the book. So go to MatthewWest.com to get your copy of My Story, Your Glory. And even if you don't have a grad that you're looking for a gift for, get it for yourself. Get it for your small group. If you're looking for a new Bible study, I love this book so much. I wrote it in the design of devotional books that I like to read, the way I like to read them. I love them to have tons of scripture because I want to be reading my Bible beyond anybody else's words. You know what I'm saying? And there's some space to write notes and different things that the Lord's teaching you. So be sure to check out My Story, Your Glory, a 30-day devotional discovering the journey that God has planned uniquely for you. My Story, Your Glory is available now with some special graduate discounts at MatthewWest.com. All right. Hey, let's dive into today's devotion. Speaking of devotions, I want to share some some sauce with you. I want to share some thoughts with you. Kind of been on a theme. Our ministry, Pop We, I send out a weekly devotional, which is where I get a lot of the ideas for the books that I write as well. And we've been on this theme of don't stop praying. So many of you have shared with me how this song has been an encouragement to you. Maybe you're going through something. Man, we have this virtual prayer wall at MatthewWest.com, and it is awesome. I encourage you to take 5 minutes, even if you don't want to submit your own prayer request. First of all, do that if you want to so you can share with others. But be encouraged and take some time to pray for the people on the prayer wall. And that's exactly what today's podcast episode is about. The importance of praying for others. Don't stop praying for others. I want to share this with you. This is something that hit me kind of hard. Sometimes, if I'm being honest, I feel like I'm living my life and these are my three top priorities. Tell me if you relate to this. Me, myself, and I. Like that old Jim Carrey movie, although it was me, myself, and Irene. For me, I feel like it's me, myself, and I. I try to put others' needs before my own. I like to think that I do. And often I succeed in that, you know. Always looking out for my family and things like that. But it is so easy to become so self-focused on a daily basis. This self-centered way of living can even make its way into my prayer life. Have you noticed that? It's not just in my everyday life where I'm looking out for me and only me. It can even kind of work its way into my prayer life, which seems odd, right? Because just prayer itself is the act of, you know, trying to take your eyes off of yourself and turn your eyes to God. But even when I'm talking to God, I can sometimes be guilty of just staying in his presence long enough to read my laundry list of needs and wants for, you guessed it, me, myself, and I. So I might take my eyes off of myself for a second, dear God, and then it's, I need you to do this for me. I need help with this. I'm this, you know, and while God cares about my needs, I believe that he wants me to care about others' needs as well. The last several weeks on the Don't Stop Praying tour reminded me of the importance of praying for others. Now, each night, I had this idea. So each night, hundreds of people would write prayer requests and add them to our big prayer wall that we had in the lobby. And every day, more people post their prayer needs to our virtual prayer wall, like I mentioned, at MatthewWest.com/prayer-wall. You can go check that out. But I brought this prayer wall on stage at the end of each night while we were on tour. So they'd had all night to fill that prayer wall with their prayer requests. And then at the end of every night, before we closed out the show, while we were singing Don't Stop Praying, that wall would come on stage and I would invite the crowd to join me in praying for the needs of those in the audience. And I would take some time and I would just read out from different tags. And I was so moved by that moment with myself and everyone in the crowd as we lifted each other up, and I was filled with confidence that we serve a mighty God who knows each need and is at work in every life. The Bible teaches us to be mindful of others. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 instructs us to carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. What better way to help carry someone's burdens than to pray for them? Think about that. And as we do, we will begin to see God's hand at work in each of their lives as well as our own. C.S. Lewis wrote this. He said, "Humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less." That'll preach. In those powerful moments of prayer on stage, with that prayer wall in front of me and the audience out there, all praying together, you notice, I noticed something. I wasn't thinking of myself in those moments. I didn't have time to. I was thinking about other people's needs. My own problems were put aside, and I was discovering the gift of humility as I thought more about what someone else was going through, and as C.S. Lewis said, less of myself. I thought of myself less. I learned this acronym in Sunday school. Maybe you did too. If not, it's a simple but profound perspective gainer in our lives, for lack of a better way of saying it. Joy, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. Jesus, others, yourself. We discover joy when our priorities are in the right order. Jesus first, then others, and ourselves last. If you're anything like me, there are many days when those priorities fall out of the proper order. So here are just a few ways that I want to encourage you today that we can be praying for others, okay? You could pray for somebody else's salvation, someone you know who's not a Christian. Pray for them to come to know Jesus, come to know hope. You could pray for healing. Pray for somebody to find comfort in grief. You could pray for God's peace to replace somebody's anxiety. You could pray for somebody to grow in their faith and fulfill their purpose in Christ. Pray for provision for somebody who you know is facing a need. If you say, Lord, show me who I should be praying for. Show me who's in my life who could use a friend, who could use encouragement. The bottom line is this, you don't have to look very far. One of my favorite quotes talks about being kind to others because everybody's fighting a hard battle. And so the moral of the story is if we take our eyes off of ourselves long enough, we'll find no shortage of people who need us to be a friend to them, to be a witness to them, to be an encouragement to them, and at the very least, to be lifting somebody else up in prayer. These days, I'm praying for my oldest daughter as she chooses which college to go to and faces this new unknown chapter. Of course, we pray for our loved ones, our family members. I'm praying for a friend's family who just lost their dad. He passed away. Reading those prayer tags and those prayer needs on the prayer wall. Maybe you don't know where to start. Go to MatthewWest.com today and just look up at the prayer wall. Read what people are going through and pray for a stranger that you've never met. And dare to believe that God hears your prayer. The Bible says the prayer of a righteous person is two things, powerful and effective. So we are not to take our prayers lightly. And we are not to doubt that God hears us when we pray and when we pray for others. I'm going to encourage you with this today. God loves you and cares for you. He wants you to bring your needs to Him. Don't get that twisted. Remember that. Your needs matter to Him. He loves to walk and talk with you about every detail of your life, but you and me are also called to lift each other up, to carry each other's burdens. So my encouragement to you today is to ask God to help you think of yourself less, just like C.S. Lewis said. Discover the joy of humility and look around you to see who in your life you can be praying for. Don't stop praying today, and don't stop praying for somebody else. Thanks for listening. I hope that's an encouragement to you. I want to encourage you as we part ways to think of at least one person right now before this episode ends that you want to say a prayer for. And in doing that, I'd like to say a prayer for you before we close. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And today is a good and perfect gift. Another day to be alive. Lord, we ask you to help us not to waste the precious moments that you give us in this life, the air that we breathe in our lungs, our hearts are beating. God, you have us here on this earth for a purpose. Forgive us, forgive me, forgive all of us for the times that we get too focused on me, myself, and I. Help us when we spend time with you to take our eyes off of ourselves and focus on you. Give us a heart of compassion. Break our hearts for the things that break yours. Help us to pray for those who are hurting, Lord. We pray for those who are in harm's way in Israel right now as Iran has chosen to attack. We pray for so many people around the world who are hurting and in our neighborhoods, Lord. Help us to see those who are in need and help us to be conduits of hope and help us to spend time being conscious of others, thinking of ourselves less and praying for others. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you that you hear the prayers of your children. In Jesus' name, I want to pray for everybody who's listening to this. Whatever they're going through, may they always bring their cares to you and remember that you care for them. We won't stop praying, dear Lord, because we know we have a God who listens. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening today. If our ministry can be praying for you in any way, please go to popwe.org today, popwe.org. You can send us a prayer request. You can also share your story of what God's doing in your life. And last, you can sign up to receive a weekly email version of this devotional that I just shared with you. It's a free gift from me to you every week. It'll come to your email inbox. Go to popwe.org today. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me each and every week. It's your story for His glory. I'll see you next week.